You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of man have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This is a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson
and
Gordy
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Ponderous, ponderous.
Mm-hmm. It is. At times it is.
Ponderous.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Hope your morning is going as well as our... No, that wouldn't be right.
We're
not,
no.
We're not going real well here.
Great.
So, and all you have to do is check us out, by the way, on the Civic Media app. Bluetooth us into your car stereo as you're on your way to work, and you can also watch us on YouTube at the same time.
Right.
You know, it's really...
It's easy.
It's easy to do when the lights are all timed. You don't really have to look up.
The car pretty much drives itself anyway.
Pretty much. Yeah. Now, you know, the space car that I have drives itself pretty much. It is just so easy to just handle. It stays within the lines all by itself. I don't even have to handle the steering wheel.
You said it reminded you to put your hands back on the steering wheel, right?
Yes. Yes, it did say that.
Why were your hands not on the steering wheel? You thought it just would drive itself.
It pretty much does.
It keeps in the lane.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I was attentive. I didn't let it drive on itself.
Thank you. Well, okay. Good.
All right.
It's 8 minutes past the hour. Sunshine today, high near 80. Still an air quality alert till noon, but it does look a little brighter this morning. So maybe some of that haze is getting out of here, some of that smoke from Canada. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Their back-to-school sale is on right now, all month long. Start the school year off for your student by getting them a new mattress set from Verlo Mattress. For bigger dreams, your student needs the best sleep, and for that, it's got to be Verlo. They are locally owned and operated. They have an east side location in Madison and a west side location. Just go to verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right. Yeah. Well, yesterday I didn't bring a cut in. I misplaced it somehow, and
forgot
it was really important because this thing is blowing up big time. This is all about gerrymandering. All the states are wondering, should they gerrymander now and do it to counter what the Republicans are doing and being encouraged to do by Trump. Trump called up Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, to have... a new redistricting plan for the middle of the decade for some reason. We don't normally do it that way, but then nothing is normal under Trump.
He wanted five more Republican votes.
Exactly.
Get rid of five Democrat votes.
And even some of the Democratic governors are breaking away from the Governors Association. So they don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Mm.
But the Democratic Governors Association, just coincidentally, last week met here in Wisconsin with Governor Evers.
Mm-hmm.
And they urged all their colleagues to get tough in countering the Republican-backed efforts to gerrymander Texas and other states as well. The chair is Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. And she said, it's incumbent upon Democratic governors, if they have the opportunity, to respond in kind. So I put this clip together, and I just want to mention who you're going to be hearing from in order. It's going to be Governor Kelly of Kansas. It's going to be Dan McKee of Rhode Island. And, of course, our governor. Governor Evers, using whatever words he chooses to use at the time, which I always find fascinating. This is a little on the longer set, but what they're saying is very important, and I think it matches the interest that the entire nation has on this very big problem that we have right now. Let's listen to this.
Okay. On the first question on the Texas redistricting, first of all, I think it's going to be ruled unconstitutional. You know, it clearly will go to court. So we'll see. But in the meantime, I think it's incumbent upon Democrat governors, you know, if they have the opportunity to respond in kind. You know, I'm not a big believer in unilateral disarmament. I love bipartisanship. That's how my entire career in the state Senate and now as governor has operated. And I do everything I possibly can to bring the parties together to come to consensus. This is clearly a situation where they're not asking for input. And so I think we need to respond in kind, which I think we do to protect the American people. You know, if they are allowed to succeed, you know, we know what will happen. You know, and you know, things are bad enough in Washington right now. What it would look like if there's even a greater majority that this president controls, you know, God help the United States of America. So I think it's incumbent upon us to respond.
Yep.
And I'm not being asked, but I'm from Rhode Island, and I'll kind of weigh in here a little bit. Look, this is part of the chaos that is coming from Washington.
A little insecure there.
I talk to people every day in my state. They're very unsettled. They don't have a lot of confidence on what's coming out of Washington right now. And this is just more of the chaos with this redistricting strategy. So they're just going to keep on piling on and piling on. And what happens, you ask, you know, well, how this is going to impact health, education, or economy. When you undermine the confidence of the people who live in our states, collectively in the country, and this, by the way, this is not just blue states and red states. This chaos is causing a great deal of unsettling in the minds of the people who live in the state, in the country, and clearly in the state of Rhode Island.
This move is unconstitutional.
Okay.
It's again breaking the system. It's again meant to game the system. I want to stress again, Democratic governors, whether it's 23 of us, represent the majority of the public and a large majority of the economy. And in many cases, by gerrymandering in and moving things around, it's an unfair representation. Now, that being said, we go back to the unilateral disarmament. That Democrats are expected to have the decorum, we're expected to protect the institutions, we're expected to follow the rules on this. We're not playing with a normal administration. We're playing one that is throwing all the rules out of there. And if the courts that he has packed aren't going to do that, then I think it is incumbent upon states that have the capacity or the ability to make sure that we are responding in kind. It is a terrible spot we're in as a country, but not responding is going to make it even worse. So I agree with Governor Kelly.
But it just goes to show what this is all about. It's a bold president, and we are going to do whatever we can do to stop this from happening.
It's rigging elections.
When you come up against, you're up against the wall, you have to do whatever you can to stop it. Now, yes, we're not changing our maps here in the state of Wisconsin. We worked hard to get fair maps, and we're going to continue to do so. Because of those fair maps that we had, we were able to pass a relatively bipartisan budget, and it was a good budget. And so in my heart of hearts, this is where we have to be. But when you're up against, you have a gun against your head, you got to do something. And so collectively, I think it has to be examined so that the president can rethink his stupid option.
There you go. Yeah, okay. It's good stuff. But anyway, that's Governor Evers throwing his two cents in as well, and everybody has been, you know, throwing their comments out there, and I think it's great that the media is also focusing on this issue, and they're wondering now, what about those independent redistricting commissions that the Democrats took that high road taking?
Right, yeah.
Well, let's listen to Cut 30 here, and this is Governor Hochul from New York.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of...
Chris, you know, last decade, we redid redistricting, hard to say. Do you think, given this situation where we've had these court battles, everything, that in this 2027 amendment that you may put forward, that the Independent Redistricting Commission should be disbanded or changed in some way so that you don't have to go through that again in 32?
Yes.
Wow.
Right. I'm tired of fighting this fight with my hand tied behind my back. With all due respect to the good government groups, politics is a political process. And to think that we're going to do this with a purity test and make sure it's completely fair to everybody involved, the reason we are able to draw the lines, because we're Democrats, because the majority of people in this state selected us, elected us to be leaders. And when we say that we cannot use that power to its fullest, then we're abdicating the responsibility that we all have. Republicans take over the legislature, they can have at it. But until then, we're in charge, and we're sick and tired of being pushed around when other states don't have the same aspirations that we always have had. And I hold those dear. But I cannot ignore that the playing field has changed dramatically. And shame on us if we ignore that fact and cling tight to the vestiges of the past. That era is over. Donald Trump eliminated that forever.
There you go. Pretty specific. You know, a lot of the Republicans in the megas are saying, well, you guys have your gerrymandered states. But the point is that the Democrats do have gerrymandered states. But they want these independent commissions put in place. And as soon as they get a chance to do it, they do it. And that's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. We have our gerrymandered states, but we want to get rid of them. We want independent commissions making those decisions about redistricting. And the Republicans and MAGAs do not want to do that.
And so that was Governor Hochul, right?
It was from Governor Hochul from New York. That's right. Yeah.
And they did have that independent commission, but she's done with that.
Now, you know, let's hear from a Texas representative. This is Cut 33, and she left the state to make sure there's no quorum so Texas can't pass this redistricting. Let's listen.
I'm asking everybody to remember that quorum break is a tool that the founding fathers of Texas put in place when the minority party knows that the majority has gone off the rails and is doing something against the interest and will of the voter. Thousands of you have come out to say you do not want your seats stolen by Trump. The big ugly bill passed by one vote, and he is afraid of you going to the polls in November of 2026. He has asked Governor Abbott to break the rules and get him 5 new Republican seats. You all spoke up in Austin. They pushed it. They put it on the floor. And so please know that this extraordinary step of a quorum break is so that your voices can be heard. If they're not going to be heard here in Texas, then we are breaking quorum to go to the nation and say, this is it. You must stop Trump's takeover.
That's right.
Yeah, this is just going to keep on going.
It is. And you might even remember the Wisconsin 14.
Yes.
And that's when the Democrats left the state, went out to Illinois, and stayed there for quite a while protesting Act 10.
Yeah, they were there for quite
they were
like
there
a couple
a long
of months,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
2 or 3 months.
Scott Walker put out, the police. wanted to, you know, capture each and every one of them and arrest them and fine them. None of that came to be because the courts turned that stuff away.
Yep. But,
okay. We'll see what happens here in Texas anyway.
Yeah, he wants to arrest them too, Governor Abbott. Okay, 19 minutes past the hour. When we return, we're going to talk to our chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, find out when we're going to get rid of this air quality alert jazz. Coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Start singing. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. This is one fantastic day. Why don't we just talk over whatever he is singing at this point?
Too late.
Yeah.
23 minutes past the hour. Sunshine today. What's it going to be like for the rest of the day and the rest of the week? Well, let's talk to our chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, and find out. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Much better. Wow. Yeah. Fantastic weather.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good here this morning. Yeah.
How's it looking? I'm saying your AQI is at a 56 right now. You're sitting yellow, nice and pretty, thinner smoke. I mean, I'm in the orange. Farther up north in Door County, we're still in the red.
But we do have grass pollen increasing dramatically.
Yay. Yeah, if it's not one thing, it's the other, right?
I know.
That's right. So is this so the air quality alert is on again, I guess, today, at least for our area, till noon. But there's some hope on the horizon, right? We're going to get rid of haze and this smoke.
We are hoping. A majority of it has moved off to the east. It's really sitting over actually New York right now. So is the high pressure system. But we're still getting a little leftover smoke still stuck here, and it could linger through tomorrow morning. So just a heads up that maybe it'll get extended or that alert might come back on. But right now, not too bad. Hopefully it'll stay this way through the rest of the day. It's all on those winds, right? So you want them to get a little breezy. You want them to mix that wildfire smoke out of here. So fingers crossed for stronger winds. Otherwise, we're still comfortable today. Nice summer day. Highs at about 82 degrees. Honestly, not bad. Still tomorrow, 85 degrees.
Okay.
Then it starts to get sticky Thursday.
Dew points are going up.
Dew points are going up.
Oh, no,
again.
A dew point alert.
Oh, yeah, dew point alert.
We need that.
Do we?
Just when they go into the 70s.
We really
just
do,
dew point alert.
Yes. Why not? Let's create the.
So heat and humidity by what, Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, those look like the worst days when we're pushing about 90 degrees, probably feeling closer to triple digits again. So that'll be Friday. Saturday will be the highest heat. But then it starts to get stormy, too. We could see some of that rain start to move in as soon as Wednesday night. So tomorrow night, possibly. But a lot of it wants to hold off until Saturday when another front really pushes through and sparks those storms. So, the summer weather right around the corner. And with all of that, the wildfire smoke will be gone.
Okay,
good.
Well, thank you, Brittany.
We appreciate that.
Thank you for that, at least in the next couple of days, that kind of weather. I want to see more of that. I know it's, you know, you have to use these days sparingly, but thanks for giving us a couple more.
Yes,
okay?
Thanks for giving us some hope. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Brittany. That's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They believe in passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. Give Jim or Sarah a call. Their number is 608-249-4077. Or go to their website. It's excellent. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and then make an appointment. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right. We got a few texts here. Yeah. Kurt wonders, why is it that Democrats are so slow to understand the game that they're involved in? I know. It takes us an awful long time. You know, we take this high road.
Yeah.
And again, you know, a lot
of
people said that
the right way.
We lost the election because we tried to protect the status quo, and people were tired of the status quo, and that's why they took a chance with Trump to stir things up a little bit. But, you know, the status quo, we can change the status quo without destroying the entire government.
Right. You don't need to dismantle every department in order to change things. Yeah.
And Doug out in St. Francis, Milwaukee, says, can you guys do an entire show making fun of Michael McDonald?
Yes, we could.
We could.
But we don't want to.
We did that.
For us.
Done that. Yeah. And then, of course, Catherine Lake sent us a little map there saying smoke is surrounding us but not actually on us. And that is according to the radar map.
Well, that could be a radar anomaly. See, there's a coverage problem when the radar shoots out the beam.
Yeah.
It shoots out the beam constantly, all 360 degrees. But close by the radar, it
doesn't detect it.
It doesn't pick up stuff.
It's always
Charlie Shortino could explain it a lot better than I could.
It's been my theory that, you know, Madison and the lakes suck all that stuff underground someplace. Yes,
that's and your theory.
And we're unaffected by it. Yes, that's not a really, my theory.
Not a really good scientific basis for that theory.
You sure? You can stick with that.
Yes.
But I think I have something. Okay. All right, let's get to the what?
I was going to mention the website, WMDXradio.com. We have that new poll up about who's the most popular mayor from the last 40 years.
We get to that.
Paul Soglin is leading that at 44%. Joe Sensenbrenner, Sue Bauman, and
what's that other guy's name?
Dave Schlevitz. I guess that anywhere close? I was gone when he was mayor. Give me a break.
Cheslevitz.
That sounds about right.
Cheslevitz. What do you know? You're from Illinois.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Well, aren't you from Illinois, too?
Yes, but I've been up here for 30 years, so give me a pass.
All right. We'll try to do that.
Okay. Cheslevitz.
Got it?
Okay. Got it.
You know, one of the things everybody's kind of waiting for this one shoe to drop, and that is the inflation numbers to increase. And it hasn't been happening now, you know, for like two decades from what I remember. Yeah. We have been waiting for that inflation thing to happen for two decades, even though, you know, we had gone up and down. Everything has taken place with the administration changes and Trump in there for the first term. Nothing happened. We have a very stable economy. But it's now taking effect. We are seeing a little inflation, and we're seeing a lot of job losses because of the tariffs.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll explore that and more. Coming up next, the fabulous Farm Babe and the Agricultural Report. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. We'll have our special guest, Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa, coming up.
John and Gordy keeping you company in the morning here, and we have a fantastic day, as we heard from Brittany Merlot. Nice day coming up, and in fact, a couple of nice days coming up.
High today near 80 degrees, lots of sunshine, a little bit of haze. The air quality alert is still on till noon, but it does look like it's getting a little bit better out there. And now time for us to welcome in Liz Johnston. Always good to see you from Serenity Pet Spa. Good. How you doing, Liz?
I'm doing good. Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
So enjoying this slightly cooler weather.
Yeah.
Our little break.
It's going to be nice here for a few days, but they're talking about it heating up once again and more humidity by Friday and Saturday. Really hot and humid. You know, and I live in a neighborhood where there's lots of dogs and lots of dog walking, and I see all kinds of dogs out there, but what should people be aware of when it gets really hot out, hot and humid, like we're expecting again by the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, they'll kind of be calling us up, and especially when it comes to the dogs, those shedding dogs, you know, your golden retrievers, your Bernese mountain dogs, your huskies, and, you know, one, they're saying, hey, the hair's all over the house, but also my dog's so hot. And we do get a lot of people that are like, do we cut the hair? Because you think, well, if you cut the hair, shorter hair should be cooler, right?
Yes.
But it's actually the opposite. So
how is that possible?
Yeah.
It doesn't make
sense.
So
you kind of got to think of it as in like, so in the wintertime, they grow a thicker coat, and it's almost like you wearing a wool sweater. You're going to wear thicker clothes in the winter because it's going to keep you warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So then in the summertime, they shed that undercoat. They have like a soft undercoat, and then they have a harsher top coat. So what you want to do is actually get them, you know, bathe, get them blown out, get a good de-shed. We, you know, all sorts of special products that professionals have. Get that undercoat out, and then you can get a little airflow on the skin. So it's actually going to cool them off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cut that, it actually can do the opposite. So it's actually going to make it, the undercoat grows faster, and then they're just nothing but undercoat. They don't have that top coat to give them that barrier against the sun, the elements, and that airflow at the skin. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, little known facts.
What about with short-haired dogs? I mean, if their fur is already short, they're just good to go? I mean,
So it's a little bit of both. So obviously, like, super short hairs, like that pit bull type that's really just only, like, that short single coat.
Yeah.
You know, not much you can do with them other than, you know, cool them off. A little bit water hose at the outside feels great, right? But even like the labs do have like a denser undercoat that we can get a lot out of for those medium coated dogs for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't want to shave or cut them. Give them a haircut, like a summer cut.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people they'll come and they'll ask for it because it makes sense to you, right?
Yeah.
Cut it shorter, make it cooler. But it does not help at all. It actually can hinder it because it does. It when it grows back, basically when you think of it, the most easy technical way of saying it is there's like three undercoat hairs to every one top coat hair. When you cut it, the undercoat actually grows faster.
Okay.
So then you have all this undercoat and no top coat, so nothing to cool them off, and everything, they grow that wool sweater back fast. Because it kind of disrupts their natural cycle. So the dog is built to keep itself cool. We get all crazy and start cutting hair off and changing what they're naturally built to do.
Right.
So, yeah.
So how often should you actually bathe your dog?
It really depends on the dog. I usually say every 4 to 6 weeks. It keeps the coat in good rotation. Most dogs, it's like a 3 to 4 week rotation for skin and coat growth. It's about a 21 day when you get, again, technical with it.
Yeah.
Usually every like 4 to 6 weeks is going to keep the shedding down your house, save you some vacuuming time, and keep the hair at the salon. Like keep the hair at the grooming salon. You don't need that in your bathtub, like clogging the drains.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
So you've got your new location up and running, right?
Yes, and where
is that again?
So that's off a Junction Road. Yeah. So it's down, you know, in that kind of little area towards Middleton, not quite Middleton. We call it Middleton to make it easier on people to understand which location's which, because we have our west on Odana Road. So it's not super far from the other one, but it's far enough that it's a lot easier for some of our far out Verona and Middleton people, and they can cross planes and they can get over to us pretty easy. It's right off the Beltline. So,
and the east side location?
East side, that one's off American Parkway. It's on East Park. So, very much so.
So you just got back from a show, right?
I've always gone back from a show.
You're always on the road. You're all over the place because you're like, people think of you as a professional dog groomer, but you win these national awards.
Yes. Yeah, I'm currently number two, I believe, in the country. So, I ranked number two.
Do you know the
right
number
now.
One person?
I do. She lives in New York. So, I mean,
you run into each other all the time. Is there a little rivalry there going on?
It's pretty friendly. See, we tend to like compete in different classes. So, like, we don't actually beat each other very often because she's in like these two cat classes and I'm in like this one.
Okay.
So, but I'm number two and I'm only competing like in one class and she's competing in three. So, the odds are in, you know, her favor, but I'm only a few points behind. So we're doing all right. We're feeling pretty good this year. So, but I'm getting ready to drive out to Vegas next week.
Oh, you're going to drive?
I'm driving.
Why?
Because there's no dogs in Vegas that I can borrow. So I have to bring my dogs and drive them out to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. How many dogs do you typically take to a show?
Usually right now I'm only taking one or two. I'm taking two out to Vegas. So, so I get to spend a week in Vegas. It's okay.
Nice.
They hook us up. They give us a good pool party.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Very cool.
So.
You said you're driving out to Vegas, right?
I am driving. It is like 24 hours.
Yeah, it is 24 hours.
Yes.
That is crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, it's a straight
I have
shot.
Done it for the last 3 years. The worst is this is my kryptonite show that I don't usually win at, and I always I drive out there and then I don't win. So I gotta keep going until I win it.
Okay.
But I have to get home and then turn around and there's a show in Chicago the next weekend.
My gosh!
So it's just and then two weeks later there's one in Pennsylvania in Hershey. So the year is cranking up.
So how many shows do you do in a year?
There are 14 or 15 total like sanctioned shows that you can get points at, and I probably do at least 7 to 10 of them, depending on the year and what my goals are. So we're trying to make this is a year to try to make the team. So next year we'll compete at Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
And where's that?
It was in Belgium last year. We haven't decided yet. It could be in France, could be Italy, could be Spain, could be Belgium.
Wow.
Again. So, yeah, we'll compete against usually about 20 to 30 other countries. They bring a four-person team, and we compete. Yeah. So I'm striving to be on the team right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm a little...
Do you have team uniforms?
Oh, yeah. Do you really?
Do you
really? Yeah, we got uniforms and the pictures. No, we wave the flag. We do like the whole...
Good for you.
Like opening ceremonies. It's like little groomer Olympics. Yeah.
Sounds fun. Yeah.
It is.
Wow.
All
right. Let's mention again your locations, three locations.
Three locations.
People want to find out more about Serenity Pet Spa. Where do they go?
Website's best. So it's super easy. It's serenitypetspamadison.com.
So, excellent.
Yeah. You can find us online. And you can book online super easy right there. But yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Well, Liz, thanks for coming in
again
today. And we'll see you again next month.
I'll be here.
Appreciate it. All right, that's Liz Johnson from Serenity Pet Spa.
I'm trying to convince my border collie, Power, to make a visit to your spa, and I'm hoping that she gives us the okay on that.
Power is very energetic, Liz.
We're pretty good with that type. We're
really?
Pretty good. Yeah, we're pretty good.
You haven't met this
winning them over.
Oh my God!
You know, you got to just focus them on the right thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like it's going to be all about teaching her. Hey. Like, you're a good girl if you do this. And she'll be like, ooh, a new job. That's all a border collie wants. They just want a new job.
New job.
Just give them a new job. And her new job can be getting pretty.
Yeah.
And then she gets, like, treats and, like, feels pretty afterwards. So it's like a win-win all around.
You should take her. Book her in for an appointment. Come on.
She's traumatized me. She's scared both of us, mom and dad. We don't know what to do. You know, sometimes she gets burrs, and it's almost, a fight to just get burrs out, much less...
We should take her into Serenity Pet Spa and make a video.
Oh, yeah, we'll
make
do a
video
thing,
out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She would love it.
You'd be surprised how much like they have you wrapped around their little finger.
Yes.
And then you go to like us, and we're like, "You're fine." And she's like, "Yeah, you're right. I just do this for my dad."
Yeah, exactly.
They're manipulators. These dogs.
You
they're
know the psychology.
Good at it. Oh, they're very good at it.
Right.
So yeah,
she is something else.
Very good.
All right.
Well, Liz, again, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
See you next time.
Yep,
guys.
Very good.
All right. Well, I want to get to something so crazy and so ridiculous that it's hard to even imagine.
Okay.
But Senator Josh Hawley says he has new legislation that he wants to propose that will send a $600 tariff rebate check to every American that deserves it.
Deserves it.
Yes. Not the Biden voters, only the Trump blue collar voters out there.
That's how this works?
Supposedly. And if we could queue up cut 29, that would be a huge benefit to the program, to me, and to our listeners.
Cut 29.
I see Dominator just kind of checking out, you know, but, it doesn't run on its own here. Let's listen to Josh Hawley, explain what he wants in that $600 tariff rebate check.
Okay.
So this is not going to the hedge fund managers or all the Biden voters. This is not going to the Wall Street kingpins. They don't need any of it. This is going to the Trump blue-collar voters, the people who Joe Biden crushed, the people who didn't get a raise under Joe Biden for four long years, the people who cannot afford their gas because Joe Biden shut down our energy, who can't afford their groceries because Joe Biden drove up the price of everything. And it is a message from us to them, from Trump to these folks, that he is here to deliver for them. You know, I got the idea from the president. I mean, the president said maybe we ought to do a little rebate. Great idea. It tells our people, the working people, that we are here for you and these policies are going to benefit them. And we're in it for the long haul. These Trump policies are here to stay.
All right. Yep. Josh Hawley, you know, he's out there, you know, to working real hard for the American Worker Rebate Act of 2025,
for
a refundable tax credit
for Trump voters only.
$600 per adult. And remember, we played that cut yesterday where a person has a blue card and another person has a red card.
Yes.
Right? And they reap the benefits of their party. So this might be one of those instances where this would come in handy, I guess.
Okay.
I, Now, here's the qualification.
How's that ever gonna
pass? It phases out for incomes exceeding $75,000 for singles and $150,000 for joint filers. Uh-huh. And according to more on this, our working-class blue-collar voters who powered the Trump revolution, who got this president into office multiple times, and who are the backbone of this nation will get that rebate. Wow, they are the backbone. You know, I had no idea that, you know, all the blue states that are basically funding the red states,
the entire country, yes,
were the backbone, but maybe I was wrong. Tariffs pass much of the increased costs onto the American consumers through higher prices on their goods.
Okay.
So here's the analysis on this, okay?
Yeah.
Because these tariffs pass much of the increased costs onto the American consumers through higher prices on goods, so that the rebate check would likely be swallowed up by the price of the increased price of the product.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So the rebate is probably just, you know, paying for already what you've already paid.
Out of one pocket into another.
Exactly. It's insane.
It's nuts.
How complicated this is. I really worry about the next president trying to deal with all of the BS that he has to unwound.
It's going to be crazy.
All right.
7:48, coming right back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course. He cheated on his taxes.
We'll make you weep.
He cheated on his business loans.
You'll cry and cry.
He cheated on his wives. And he tried to cheat in the 2020 election.
But sleep won't come.
He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business.
You're cheating hard.
Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win. To me, House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence, waiting to swoop down on the dying carcass of democracy. In other words, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way, that he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes.
You'll walk the floor
the
way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
Wow.
That says it all.
That is so good.
Good stuff, man. Okay. I love that. I love that. Wow. A
little assist there from Hank Williams.
Yes.
Your cheating heart.
Okay. All right. I just emailed you a cut here, and I think that maybe we should check it out.
Oh, you got it?
It's Mike Flood.
Oh.
Republican Mike Flood at a town hall.
Didn't go well.
Did you not get it?
I didn't get emailed anything, no.
Hang on a second.
Oh, boy. Maybe
it's... Oh, there it is. There it is.
You got it now.
Just came in.
Okay.
Lines must be busy this morning.
Well, it's the smoke and the haze. That's clearing up, according to some reports. Yeah.
Okay, we got a text here. I thought this was interesting. Please remind people that Abraham Lincoln, a Republican, jumped out of a second-story window to prevent a quorum.
He did.
Democrats used the tool of preventing a quorum to defend democracy, so there you go. Huh. And according to Mark out in the sack, he says Josh Hawley can kiss his ass, so there you go. And I think
you,
that
Mark,
sums it up for everybody listening to this program this morning.
Okay.
All right. Can you play that cut here? This is Mike Flood. This is a person in the audience asking a very interesting long question, but I love it. Listen to this.
All right.
My question is fiscal.
With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open Alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Come on.
Nailed it.
Go. Get him.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all there is.
Isn't that great stuff?
Wow.
Mike Flood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, these poor town hall,
it's amazing they're still doing these town halls. They haven't learned yet, apparently, that they're just chaotic. And
that's right.
Yeah, but, and, hey, keep them coming.
And, you know, going for this, redistricting thing, which is so transparent, ridiculous, and obviously they don't have anything else to run on. Mm-hmm. That's the bad thing. You know, we really have to fight fire with fire. We can't let this happen, right?
Right. Well, that's what many of the governors are starting to realize, that. And J.B. Pritzker and Gavin Newsom. Yeah, got to fight fire with fire.
And thanks, Tom, out in Hartford, for the encouragement. Well done, guys. I have this. Jessica Tarloff is the conservative on Fox News, and she comes off with a few good ones. Yeah. I thought this is an interesting comment from her about redistricting, but at the same time, she's never interrupted. I thought this was probably the only moment. She has never been able to get out a complete thought without having everybody talk over her to make sure that she doesn't get that complete thought out.
Right.
But let's listen to Cut 31 here. Let's go with it.
Okay.
Well, hopefully she won't, but odds are that that is what's going to happen once everyone does eventually have to come home, whether that is tomorrow or it's in December, and they can hide out that long. And this isn't about populations coming in and out of blue states. It's about the fact that J.B. Pritzker can afford to do this. And when they went to D.C. a few years ago, they ran out of money. J.B. Pritzker's never running out of money, and he's got a bunch of Hyatt hotels, and they can each have a suite, and they can hang out there for as long as they need to. But the idea that people are watching this happen, or at least people who vote like I do or have similar values to me, are seeing this just as people running away from their job is ludicrous. What they are seeing is the fact that Donald Trump called out Greg Abbott, and redistricting is supposed to happen once every 10 years. That's when the census happens. He's saying, I want a mid-cycle redistrict because I only have a three-seat majority, and I need a bigger cushion, so get me five more seats. So Greg Abbott calls a special session, not about the flooding, not about what happened in Camp Mystic, but so that he can steal seats from Democrats, so that Jazzy won't be able to have her seat any longer. Yep. It's important to remind people that in 2021, there was a bill, the For the People Act, H.R. 1, and it would have banned all gerrymandering, and every single Democrat voted for it, and every single Republican voted against it. Republicans want it this way. They want to use this to their advantage. And of course, there are some states, if you can do it, why wouldn't you get as many seats as possible?
Right.
But the way in which Abbott is going about this has made people, even like Eric Holder, who runs an organization that is fundamentally against this, change his tune, because the California proposal, and Newsom has been out front on this as well, only has this happen for a few years.
Yep. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, the Republicans in Texas voted to track down and arrest Democratic lawmakers, you know.
Yeah, they're going to arrest them.
They're going to arrest them.
Call them back to Texas.
Put them in Alcatraz. Yeah. In the actual Alcatraz, when they open that up in California.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
On it goes.
Yes.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. Check out Verlo Mattress East Side or West Side, or go to verlo.com. All kinds of good sales going on right now. Check them out at verlo.com.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Get that adjustable bed frame.
I think that's a great idea.
You'll be the happiest person in the world.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the return of Mike McCabe on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.